In a tight labor market, it can be difficult for businesses to find employees, especially on a short-term basis. Rachel Cohen reports how tourism-based economies in Idaho are increasingly relying on one program to fit their needs.
Mariana Santini opens her locker in the basement of the Limelight Hotel in Ketchum. It's December and her first week of work as a food runner. She greets her coworkers,
Alo,
and then heads upstairs to the lobby.
I prepare silverware. I like pick up dishes from the tables.
Santini is 21 years old. She's from Argentina, and she's here in Idaho on a J-1 work travel visa. It's her second time working at the Limelight during her summer break. She came to work here to have an adventure and to get better at English. Each year, about 100,000 students come to the U.S. on their summer breaks on the work travel program. Those in the Southern Hemisphere come during their summer, our winter. When it's summer here, students mostly come from Europe to take their places. The J-1 program was designed to foster cultural exchange, but a report out last summer by the International Labor Recruitment Working Group finds it has become more of a temporary guest worker program. For employers, J-1 visas help fill labor gaps, especially when there's a low unemployment rate.
The program is irreplaceable, and without it, businesses like mine would struggle.
That's John Kernow, the general manager of the Limelight, which is owned by the Aspen Skiing Company. Kernow says the company tries to hire locally, but Ketchum City Councilman Michael David understands that's a challenge for low-wage positions in a high-rent town.
You can open the classified sections of the newspaper at any time of the year, and you're going to have multiple pages of help wanted ads in the service industry.
Ruslan Muhumadiev was finishing up a housekeeping job at the Mountain Village Resort last September in Stanley, another resort town an hour north.
For pay this program, I needed to sell my car.
Coming to the U.S. through the work travel program is expensive. There's the visa, money owed to third-party sponsors, the plane tickets, and new clothes. Altogether, Muhumadiev, who is from Russia, said it cost him around $5,000.
Yeah, everybody found a second job.
Councilman David, back in Ketchum, says the visa recipients help lessen a whole community's hiring burden when they pick up second and third jobs at grocery stores, restaurants, or landscaping companies.
It's essential, I think. It keeps this tourist-based economy going.
And that's what Muhumadiev did. After arriving, he took a second job at the resort's restaurant and a third one at the ice cream shop at Stanley. The ice cream shop was his favorite, he says, because of the interactions he had with Americans.
Everybody talking with you, everybody asking about where from, what are you doing here?
It's the type of experience the International Labor Recruitment Working Group says many work travel students miss out on when they work behind the scenes in housekeeping or at places like Six Flags and McDonald's, two of the biggest employers of work travel students. Another issue the group's report found is the J-1 visa program is managed by the U.S. State Department. Catherine Bowman, who contributed research, says that federal agency isn't set up to oversee a jobs program for potential exploitation or discrimination.
Most other programs of this nature where low-wage work is happening would be overseen by the Department of Labor, which has an entire apparatus set up to inspect workplaces and to take action if there's a problem with what's going on.
A few years ago, the State Department proposed reforms to the work travel program, which include additional requirements for companies that place students in jobs and more formalized cultural exchange activities. The department sent the proposed changes to the White House last summer, where they're still under review. And it's not the only scrutiny the J-1 program has faced. In 2017, President Donald Trump signed a Buy American, Hire American executive order, which included plans to trim the number of temporary work visas available. These proposed federal actions have people like Ketchum Councilman David thinking about the future on a local level.
I would be really worried about the sustainability of our economy without the J-1s as that essential piece of it.
In the meantime, though, businesses still benefit from using the visa program, and the students also want to keep coming. Take Mariana Santini, who returned for a second year. She convinced a friend to come along this time. By the end of Muhumadiev's visa, he said he liked the experience, but he was looking forward to going home.
Of course, everybody's tired because every day, all day, working.
But as tourist activity started to slow down, he and his friends finally had some more time. They had been looking forward to whitewater rafting on the Salmon River all summer.
And today we wanted to reserve it, go to rafting, but the company said Monday is last day for rafting, and we can't.
The rafting company had just closed for the season. Muhumadiv went home in September. He wants to return and maybe finally make it down the river. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.